Turn around. Why are you wearing sunglasses inside? Take them off.
Oh, come on. Do I have to answer for everything I do?
He's right, you know. What's going on?
Leave me alone, Mum.
Take it off, or should I take them off by force?
Leave me alone, Dad. There, take a look.
Oh,
yeah, are you happy? Are you happy? Now get out.
What did you
do?
I want to sleep.
Don't look at me, Dad.
What? Did you have a fight?
It's nothing,
Talk
Dad.
Talk properly and tell me what happened. Did you have a fight with someone?
Calm down, Dad. Calm down.
I swear it's nothing.
Please go outside. Please, Dad. Leave the room. Come on, Dad.
Let's go see a doctor. Come on. Let's go.
Please, Dad. You're making her feel worse. Can't you see?
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Please go outside,
Leave
Dad.
Me.
Please, Dad. Go outside now. You're going to have to tell us eventually. Tell me, honey. Tell me. I won't tell your father anything. You can tell me.
Please, leave me alone, Mum.
Oh, my God, Yusuf. Are you okay? Yusuf.
Dad.
Yusuf. Take this
Dad.
Pill, Dad. Come on, Dad. Get up. Get up, Dad.
Oh, don't give him that on an empty stomach.
Here you go, Dad. Please
give
take your
me.
Pill, Dad.
Are you okay, Dad? Dad?
When are you going to stop torturing us? I hope God gives you a child just like yourself.
Oh, God. Oh.
Why do you keep doing this to yourself?
Will her eyebrow return to normal, sweetheart?
Yes, Dad, it's just a bit fresh. She probably had a Botox injection done last night.
On her eye?
No, Mum, it's above her eyelid.
Why did she do such a stupid thing?
I don't know. Lately she'd been saying she was getting circles under her eyes and that her eyelids were drooping.
Did you know about
it? No, I swear I didn't.
Look what she's done to those beautiful eyebrows of hers.
That girl hasn't got any brains.
Miss Faramand, please call Yasaman for me. I want to speak with her.
No problem.
Thank you.
I think you should tell Yasaman, too. I've already called her and told her, but it's better if you do it.
It's none of my business.
Yes, it is, ma'am. That girl has been having breakfast with Mr. Rui every morning. That's enough to distract any guy. If I was the boss, I would be distracted.
Mr. Rui is not a child. His wife's gone to the other side of the world, and she's not planning on coming back. She doesn't care what Mr. Rui gets up to. And besides, the girl is still a child. She just wants to get promoted, but she doesn't know the way. You're wrong about her, Rosebear. She's young enough to be his daughter.
You think she's a child? She's a little devil. You don't know her, but I do. I've seen 100 receptionists come and leave throughout the years. Anyhow, I felt it was my duty to inform you.
Please leave the tea here and go, Rosebear.
Is this where you're hiding? I've been searching the whole company for you.
I was bringing tea for our engineer here.
I'm sorry for disturbing you, Mr. Harry. Did you take my phone book?
Yes, I did. I'll get it for you in a minute.
Don't ever touch my things again.
Did you see how she threatened us? She thinks she's the boss of this company and we're employees.
Get back to work, Rosebear. Go on.
Here you go. Here is your phone book.
Hey, Rusper. Come over here. Tell me, why did you call Mrs. Tahiri an engineer?
Oh, God. Ma'am, look, I've been calling her that for the last 12 years.
Well, you really shouldn't do that. You should only call someone an engineer when they've studied engineering. Has Mr. Tahiri studied engineering?
Thank you.
Hello there, Yasaman. How are you? This is Miss Faramand calling. I'm your dad's receptionist. That's fine. Your dad would really like to speak to you for a moment, if that's all right. That's right. One moment, please.
Samane, stop and listen to me for a minute, please. So I'm not worth listening to for even a minute? I know exactly what Kazem's going to do.
I can't live without you. I can't imagine life without you. Samane!
My dad's right. You and I decided to get engaged really early. We shouldn't have done that.
No, it wasn't early. It didn't seem early to me. It actually seemed to be at the right time. Look, the reason I was taking so long for us to get married is because I wasn't looking for work, and now I'm trying to save up money so we can get married. If I were to be born 1,000 more times, I'd still make the same decision. I don't regret it one bit.
Esmail, when you get angry, nothing or no one can stand in your way.
Was I like that in the beginning? Was I?
I don't know. That's why I'm saying we don't know each other well enough yet. I agreed to marry you without even knowing you.
I became like this ever since you went to work. Whenever I'm at work, I keep wondering what you're doing. I keep thinking you'll meet someone better than me and leave me for him.
Do you see what I mean? You don't even know me.
No. Look. It's really not your fault. I have a problem with myself. It's because of my weakness. Samane, you're studying at university. And I'm not. You can easily find a job. And you're better than me. You're better than me. That's all it is. I lose confidence in myself.
What else do you want me to do for you, Ismail?
Help me then. Help me get rid of my weaknesses. I've told you before that I don't want my wife to work. You understand? I don't want my wife to work, and I'm telling you this now that I promise I won't create any more problems for you. If you tell me, you'll quit your job. Whenever I come to your workplace, people keep coming in and out of their rooms telling you to do this and that. I can't stand it. It really makes me upset.
I already told you that I'm only working temporarily.
I know, but I can't tolerate it.
My dad's told me to make my own decision. I want to think about it. Give me a few days to myself. Don't come after me. Don't show yourself to me. Let me decide without you being around me. Okay? It'll be better for you this way, too. You can get on with your work. Goodbye.
Mohsen's mother?
Yes, dear?
When will Susan be discharged from the hospital?
It's past two.
Have you called Murad to tell him to come sacrifice the sheep?
Nematola, Murad retired years ago.
Oh.
Mehdi will bring someone else to do it.
All right. That's fine.
Why don't you go inside, darling? You might catch a cold out here.
I'll go once I've read this poem.
Thank you very much.
That's all right.
You know what you are going to need.
Sure.